Now, while Australia is fighting a heat wave, it is snow and frost that has been paralyzing much of Europe. In some countries, the mercury has dropped to a record minus 33 degrees Celsius. And with dire effects in Ukraine, 11 people froze to death in just one weekend, while 20,000 people were left without electricity in Norway after heavy snow pulled down electricity cables. Latvia experienced its coldest night in 100 years. And the Czech Republic, too, has been hit by the sudden Arctic spell, as Dita Asiedu reports.
It's as cold as in Russia, a popular Czech saying in winter. According to Jan Pretel from the Czech Meteorological Institute, the saying literally came true this week.
The cold, the terrible cold, is coming from Russia at this moment, because there is a very, very, very huge and very cold wind, very cold Arctic air mass, which is now reaching in this area of Baltic states about almost 30 degrees. Yeah, and that is the reason why also to the Czech Republic it's coming now a very low temperature. This morning on the region of Silesia, Ostrava region, they were the temperature minus 24 degrees.
The bad news is that there is more freezing weather to come. Roads are already turning into skating rinks, water pipes are threatening to burst, roofs are caving in, trains are delayed, and some schools are thinking of closing down because they cannot afford to properly heat their classrooms. So far, the winter season has claimed at least 12 lives, with the most shocking death last Saturday, when a 15-year-old homeless man fell into a fire that he had made to keep himself warm. He was one of thousands of homeless people in Prague. And yet, says Pavel Pinkava from the city's Centre for Social Services, the Czech capital, where an estimated 30% of the country's homeless are, still lacks the means to come to the aid of many homeless in the cold winter nights.
We do not know exactly how many people we have on the streets in search of a place to stay overnight. This winter, the Salvation Army and other humanitarian organizations have been offering more beds, or at least shelters with chairs. City Hall is also doing everything it can to help the homeless, but its help is limited. It isn't easy to acquire buildings in neighborhoods without sparking protests from local residents. So some people have to find other ways of keeping warm. They often choose unconventional places like night trams and buses, the main train station, or warm water canals.
Doctors have also advised the elderly, children and people with heart problems to stay indoors this week, when night temperatures are forecast between minus 18 and minus 24 degrees Celsius and minus 10 to minus 15 degrees Celsius during the day.
Dita Asiedu there with the story on frost and cold here in the Czech Republic.